Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America. Turn it up. This
is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Hello, welcome to the show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's get to know. Here's the question. What was your nickname at school? Did you have a nickname? What was your nickname? If you didn't, what was kind of your nickname? I'll go first. And I'll be very gentle with this because I do understand it's very early in the morning. In seventh grade, off-season football. We wrestled. I was very undersized, but I would take on anybody. And I picked like one of the big linemen from ninth grade, and he beat me up pretty bad. It was slinging me all over the ring. My shorts ripped, and I stopped there. But my nickname from seventh grade all the way to 12th was T-Bone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Read about that one.
Terrible. Hated it. It was the worst. Trauma. It has nothing to do with Bobby Bones, by the way.
The whole school called you T-Bone?
Yeah, I hated it. It was miserable. That sucked. So that was mine. All T-Bone here. Yeah.
Good start.
Amy?
Some called me Motormouth Moffitt.
Motormouth Moffitt.
Mm-hmm. That was my
hilarious
last name.
What was that for?
By some.
Some, not everybody.
Yeah.
But,
I mean,
that's the only nickname I had. Well, one of my neighbors, she called me Famous Amos, and then Motormouth Moffitt was another one.
But why Famous Amos?
Because those cookies, my name's Amy, and those cookies, those Famous Amos cookies. Yeah. So anytime I'd see, she'd be like, Famous Amos. I still see her sometimes to this day, and she'll be like, Famous Amos.
So that just happened to be a cookie. But the Motormouth Moffitt, which your name was Moffitt, that was probably for...
Because I talked a lot.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Alliteration, too.
Yeah.
Lunchbox?
Prom King.
That wasn't your nickname.
What they gave me. That's the title they gave me.
But anyone call you that?
And also, wasn't that like the end of your senior year? So there really wasn't a nickname?
I was just stud, good looking, Mr. Popular.
They called you Mr. Popular. You were so popular, your nickname was Mr. Popular.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I was everything under the sun. I mean, I was class. I mean, you just name it.
You didn't name anything. You said half of one thing and then you moved off.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, they just switched around. Like ladies man, pimp.
Yeah. They called you
Nobody
pimp.
Called yeah. you that.
They called you Mr. Popular and pimp.
Yep.
Okay. Eddie, do you have a nickname?
Yeah, some people call me Edo, and I liked it. And once in a while, like when I'm typing something and I type my name, I accidentally do Edo, E-D-D-O, and I'm like, gosh, that takes me back. And not the whole school didn't call me Edo, but just like a certain people would be like, Edo, what's up?
What is Edo? That was just because your name.
Right? Yeah, it's just like Eddie Edo.
I wish I had a name that was just about my name.
Bobo.
Not T-Bone?
No, T-Bone had nothing to do with my name. Ray, you have a nickname?
Yeah, I mean, I had the sports nicknames, then I had just the school nicknames. Some people call me A.C. Slater.
That's because your last name was Slater?
Yeah.
So they call you A.C.?
Yeah, in sports, when I played basketball, they called me Total, so I was a total package.
Okay.
Yeah. Total package.
All right. We're going to get going. Glad you're here. Pimp, Total, Edo, Motormouth,
you got T-Bone
in the morning. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I called in sick to work last week because I was feeling burnt out and needed a mental health day. but I did not feel comfortable saying that, so I lied and said I had the flu. I made the mistake of posting a picture of myself on Instagram.
Uh-oh.
My boss hearted the story. Now I'm freaking out because she knows I lied to her. Should I come clean about needing a mental health break or stick to my story? Is taking a mental health day as legit as actually being sick? Signed, caught taking a break. So that's just way different questions here. First of all, question number one, did you do something stupid? Yeah,
yes.
You posted a picture. You posted a picture.
Like, what were you doing though?
Yeah, and if and unless there was like a date behind you, you can just say it was from another day. You were sick and on Instagram.
But you don't want to keep the...
Yes, you do. You get in trouble.
Why?
If you don't.
You can't just... I think that they would respect it more if you're like, you know what?
No, they wouldn't.
You already lied. That's the problem.
Anyway, now you're going to...
And that's fun in the 70s on TV.
What?
Where you tell the truth and get rewarded.
Well, I don't know if you have to get rewarded. It would probably just feel better to finally be like, okay, fine, you know what? And then also it brings up the conversation of mental health days. And then
you're not trying to have a theoretical, foundational conversation about...
No.
If your office does not recognize mental health days, you have to lie and say you're sick.
Well, they should.
But we can't control what our office accepts.
True.
Because I agree with you. And if you're about to break down... I'd rather you not come to work. Unless you're going to break down on the air, then Amy, please come back. You know? Every day.
Yeah. And breakdown could be in any form, right? Like,
yes.
Be yelling, it
could
crying.
It could be any form. That's true. Good point. Okay. Could be any of you guys.
Got it.
So we can't help what the job considers real and not. What I would say is, you posted a picture, unless there was absolute proof that was of you that day, you could have been just sick and posting on Instagram. If you're not feeling good, sometimes you still get on Instagram. Maybe they... hearted it because they're like, oh, I know they're sick. I'm going. But you
probably
don't know.
Not,
but just unless it's that day, you have no idea when she was posting that picture from.
Because okay. As a boss, because it's gonna be kind of, that's baller to be like it. I'm letting you know that
unless
I know.
Unless you're somebody, yeah. I've seen people though that scroll and just like everything.
Oh yeah, I've seen those people too.
This is what I would say. If you need a mental health day and you have to fake it as a physical health day, I'm all for it. If they don't allow mental health days, fake a physical to get a mental if you need it. And you did that, good for you. Where you screwed up was posting a picture. Now, that doesn't mean you fully screwed up because maybe your boss just thought you were posting a picture on Instagram while you were sick. We're all on Instagram while we're sick. We're on Instagram feeling good, feeling bad. We're on Instagram on the toilet. We're on it, you know, all these places, in the bath. I wouldn't think too much about it. I wouldn't go and pour your heart out as a liar. If it's brought up, have a story prepared about how you just posted it from a different time. You're already lying. You didn't need a sick day. You took a mental health day. And if they don't allow that, I think that's a lie worth lying for. But that doesn't mean you're caught. Don't address it.
Could you edit the caption to be like, oh, forgot to post this one from 2 weeks ago?
No, I would just say, feeling sick today, so wanted to post from a time I wasn't.
Yes, that's good.
That's funny. But I wish places gave mental health days. Like if you're struggling.
Yeah.
On this show, you're not going to help me any. If you're in here struggling, so get right and come back when you're good. But not every job has that. And especially if it's like a job like I used to have where you had to like go to work to get paid every day.
Oh, yeah.
That's... Like jobs like that. When I was roofing houses or any sort of construction work, every day's a bad mental health day. That job sucks. So good luck with that. Do not admit anything. You did nothing wrong. Well, you did something stupid, but you didn't do anything wrong.
But if you do decide to admit, let us know how it went.
I can tell you how it went, but I don't like it. All right, thank you. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Let's do Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! Around the room, I'll go first. Johnny Carson, the old talk show host. He liked being alone so much that his $81 million home in Malibu, California, had one bedroom.
Wow.
So he never could host guests.
That's crazy.
$81 million, one bedroom. That's wild.
Dude, that's like you. Like,
that just, is. It's
like,
crazy.
Talk, and then go home. Don't want to say anything.
Be alone. I know.
Wow.
That's wild. Amy, what do you have?
A U.S. dollar can be folded approximately 4,000 times, and that's at the point in which it might actually tear.
There's no way it can be folded 4,000
times. That's a lot.
Before it would be, before, like, look.
I would think if you folded it 4,000 times, it'd be a mile tall.
No. One.
Yeah, go ahead. I bet you can't get over 12.
No, no. It's right. Not folding it that way. It's for tearing.
Oh, like over and over again.
Yeah.
Like, same fold. I thought she was talking about fold.
It takes 4,000 folds for it to tear.
Got it.
I mean, who counted
the
that?
Same spot. Same person who licked that dang lollipop. Like, what? Is that what you're doing all day? Lunchbox.
I don't know if you've ever checked out your wife's eyebrows before, but in ancient China, eyebrows were considered highly attractive. So on the wedding night, they shaved the woman's eyebrows so no other men would become enamored with her.
What?
Wow.
That's bizarre.
Yeah, how bizarre. How bizarre.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it just culture tells us what's hot and what's not. And then we all kind of fall into it. And then we go, man, that was weird.
But then,
like 100 years later,
the women were the ones that, what did the men have to change about them? So that
they shaved off their wieners.
Weird.
Eddie?
Ladies, listen up. Your lipstick, it contains fish scales in it. So, like, if you ever have, like, it's called pearl essence, which is what creates the shimmering thing on lipstick. That's made out of fish scales. So be careful when you're kissing someone. You smell a little fishy. That's why.
But I don't know if that's the grossest thing in lipstick, right?
But why? What else?
Oh, there's probably all sorts of stuff.
You know, smush up.
Yeah, like whale lard.
A lot of stuff.
Whale lard.
Yeah, fish scale sounds pretty good.
I think that you can also buy vegan makeup.
Oh, that's crazy.
But does it shimmer?
I don't know.
Right, Morgan?
In Saving Private Ryan, the movie, all the lead actors except for Matt Damon endured days of harsh army training. Damon was excused so that the other actors would build up genuine resentment for his character.
That's messed up.
It's a good excuse. Well, they needed resentment for his character.
Can't they just act? They're actors.
Good point.
Like, why are they making him hate him? They're being like, hey, look what he's not doing, guys.
Just act it out. I agree.
That's crazy.
The first president to wear full pants was John Adams. George Washington only wore knee-length, like, short pants.
Like caprice? Mm-hmm.
Society.
Mm-hmm. Culture, man.
Style.
Culture. Shaved off his eyebrows, you know? The concept for the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air came from a music manager named Benny Medina, who grew up poor in East Los Angeles and became friends with a rich kid from Beverly Hills and moved in with their family.
That's cool.
And that's where Fresh Prince of Bel-Air came from. But that's pretty cool, too. That is Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday. Yeah! It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
I love when people use their talents for good. And there's a fashion designer, Roxana Robles, in Waco, Texas. And she is donating custom-made prom dresses, jewelry, and all the things people need at prom to 32 high school seniors.
That's pretty cool, especially if... you know, they couldn't afford to have a nice prom, or maybe weren't going to go to prom because they couldn't afford it.
Oh, yeah, because the whole, I mean, going out to get a dress, people just may not have that in their budget. But she finds out the people that are in need of that sort of stuff. It makes them feel really, really special. And she was able to increase the amount of students she was able to provide for because people in the community also got together. She got a nonprofit called Dream Couture, and she plans to expand the program and have even more kids every year and maybe even at different schools.
I like people that will make prom dresses out of, like, receipts from, like, Walgreens. They're like, look at me, I'm a Walgreens
like
prom.
Like, the CVS receipts, too, or so
yeah, whatever. Yeah. You know, Kit Kat packages. Mm-hmm. I like those, too.
Paper clips.
Yeah, those are always pretty cool. Good for her. Using, what'd you say? You like it when people use their talents for good? Because I hate it when people use their talents for bad.
Oh, yeah. Some people do.
That's, you know, Lex Luthor.
She's a fashion designer.
It's
her
really
time
a great story.
Could be spent designing something where she's going to make money off of it, but she's custom designing gowns so that people can feel pretty at prom.
We love it. Great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to play everyone's favorite game, Easy Trivia. The category is Disney. Amy, you're the champ. Whose nose grew longer every time they lied?
Pinocchio.
Correct. Lunchbox.
Yeah.
What's the name of the fairy in Peter Pan?
Tinkerbell.
Correct. Morgan. What kind of animal is Dumbo in the Disney movie Dumbo?
He's an elephant.
Correct. Abby, in which Disney movie would you find the character Ariel?
Oh, Little Mermaid.
Correct. See, all those are super easy. It's easy trivia. Amy's wearing the tiara. She is the current champion. She has 3 points as we play to 5. Morgan, 2. Lunchbox and Abby, 1. If you missed a question, you hear this.
You've been boned.
Don't get boned. Here we go. Amy, the category is boy bands. Complete the title of this boy band. 5 seconds of...
The Summer.
Correct. Lunchbox, in the boy band often abbreviated NKOTB, what does the B stand for?
What does the B stand for, you said, right?
Yes.
Block.
Correct. New Kids on the Block. Correct. JC Chazay was a member of what boy band, Morgan?
NSYNC.
Correct. Abby, Howie D is a member of what boy band?
Howie D?
Howie D. Howie Duro. Howie D.
Dang it. I'm going to miss this. Okay, you said New Kids on the Block.
So 3 seconds.
Howie D? NSYNC. I mean, Backstreet Boys.
Incorrect.
You've been booed.
It's Backstreet Boys.
Gosh, dang it. Wow. Dang it.
Why would you say NSYNC?
I didn't mean to. I meant Backstreet Boys because it wasn't NSYNC because she said that.
Double boner. That's a quick one. Yeah. Boner.
You've been
boned. Amy, categories cartoons. 3 remain. In the Looney Tunes cartoon, what's the enemy of the Roadrunner? What?
How do you not know this?
Oh, the coyote.
Correct.
Sorry, I just had to think for a second.
What's the main character in the comic strip Peanuts, Lunchbox?
Who's Charlie Brown.
Correct. Morgan, what's the name of the Disney show that features a group of nephews named Huey, Dewey, and Louie?
That was a Disney show? Huey, Dewey, and Louie? Oh, come on. Group of nephews. Huey?
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 Huey? Did I say that?
Huey.
Huey?
Yeah. Am I saying it wrong?
Say it again.
Huey.
Huey, yeah.
Huey.
Huey, Louie, and Dewey. Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Now I'm all thrown off.
What is the name of the Disney show that features a group of nephews called Huey, Louie, and Dewey?
It's throwing me off. Dang it, I don't know. Oh, man. Yeah. Huey on Family Guy or something? Family Guy.
No.
You've been boned.
The nephew of Donald Duck.
Scrooge McDuck?
DuckTales.
DuckTales.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, yeah, 2 left.
I go diving in the money. Such a good show.
Amy and Lunchbox. The category is animals.
Yeah.
Amy, what's the name for an animal that eats meat and plants.
Okay, carnivore is meat. What's plant? Shoot.
What's the name for an animal that eats meat and plants?
I don't know if this is right, but... Is it omnivore?
Correct.
Wow!
Whoa!
Whoa!
Okay.
Lunchbox, whoa. What's the name for an animal who only eats meat?
Carnivore. I wrote it down.
My bad. He would know that, though.
That's crazy.
Why would you say that?
I don't
you know.
Know
it's gonna,
yeah. I know.
All right. I wrote it down.
90s music is the category.
Okay.
Amy, what's the title of the theme song for the TV show Friends that's performed by the Rembrandts?
Oh, man. I did a dance to this in high school. I'll be... Is it just the... That's the only lyrics I know in the whole thing. But does it have some weird name that's just, like, simple?
What's the title of the theme song for the TV show Friends performed by the Rembrandts?
I'll be there for you. I'll be there for you. I'll be there for you.
Is that your answer?
Yes.
Correct. Lunchbox, which female artist released the album Jagged Little Pill in 1995, and it had the song You Oughta
Know? You Oughta Know!
What the?
You Oughta Know! I'm gonna go. Dang it. I don't know. Hold on. Let me talk to this. Let me talk to you. There's two names.
What are the names?
You just paused on two.
I know. He said, hold on. That's my help. I want to hear what he had to say.
It's either Jewel or Alanis Morissette.
Okay. Time's now back up.
But I don't know what Alanis Morissette sings. Give me Jewel.
You've been
Alanis. Alanis Morissette.
Oh, it's Alanis. It's Alanis. I love it when he's that close.
Yeah. Lunchbox, you missed it. You lose.
Go with your first instinct, you moron.
Well, you said Jewel or Alanis, so that was your second.
No. Literally, when you read the question, I was like, Alanis Morissette. But then I was like, Jagged Little... Once you said the... I'm like, no, that's Jewel.
The other two in 90s music would have been, what English rock band released their debut single, Creep, in 1992?
Radiohead.
Correct.
I was going to say TLC, but...
What rock band released the song Smells Like Teen Spirit, which became...
Nirvana.
Nirvana, correct. Good. All right, we'll save the rest of these.
How does Alanis song go? Alanis?
It doesn't matter.
No, you ought to know. Sing that one for us again.
You ought to know! The stupid question, you idiot!
All right, let's do this voicemail.
Hey, guys, we have a morning corny for you. What do you say when you lose 25% of your roof? Oof. Hope you enjoyed it, guys. Have a great day.
Hilarious.
That's so good.
That might be one of my favorite ones.
Yeah, that's good. Here's another one.
Hey, Bobby. I was wondering, is the iHeart Country Music Festival, is that going to be live streamed at all? And where can I find it? Thanks.
Yes. Next Saturday night on Hulu. You can watch it there.
May 4th,
which... No, it's May 4th.
Yeah, man,
May 4th.
That's the Star Wars day.
May the 4th be with you.
And then May 5th is Cinco de Mayo.
Yes.
Correct.
Got it. So May 4th, you can watch it. You can stream it on Hulu. It's going to be awesome. I'm hosting it, but who cares about that? Jelly Roll, Lady A, Riley Green, Al Dean, all going to be there. Be sure to check it out.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
A study just found that encouragement, like a pat on the butt or a high five.
But
that's not good.
That's
in
HR.
Sports.
Oh, you can't do that. You didn't say that.
No, high five. Well, because, I mean, they did it on basketball players.
Okay.
So what they did was they studied people doing free throws. Specifically, it was women's basketball. And if they missed the free throw, if their teammates were like, hey, you got this, and gave them like a pat on the back.
Oh, I wouldn't react. I wouldn't react good to that.
What do you mean?
If it felt like somebody was being overly nice because they were begging me to do better for their own sake as well.
No. It's a team thing, dude. I do this with my basketball teams, the ones I coach, my son's basketball team. Like, we even practice it. Free throws, and then you reach your hands up, get a high five, and then reach your hands back, high five the shooter.
The study showed that you're more likely to sink the next shot if your teammate reached out for, you know, a pat, a high five, whatever, and encouraged you in that way. The chances rose even more when it's multiple teammates, not just one doing it. Mm-hmm. So I think that this just shows me we need to encourage each other more. And maybe even, you know, like Mel Robbins says, like, high five yourself in the mirror.
That's weird.
Well, sometimes you don't have somebody to high-five you.
If I missed, everybody's like, good job anyway. I'd be like, no, it wasn't a good job. I suck.
No, they don't have to say good job. You got this. Okay, next one's all
you. We're not going to lie to you and be like, dude, good shot.
But also, the second free throw is made way more anyway, because when you miss the first one, you actually get a gauge of where the rim at.
You know
is.
How to adjust.
Yeah, it's an adjustment phase, more so than the good job.
Yeah, but the people that didn't get patted, they still did a second and they didn't sink it.
Bones, do you not like this story, man?
Well, yeah, like, why are you anti
I just I wouldn't react in a good way. If I missed it, leave me alone. It's gonna make one.
Don't.
I'll only take a reward if I deserve it. And if I miss both, I will punish myself after the game.
Oh, man.
Your free throws don't define you.
They do.
No.
Trust me, they do.
Okay.
Let's move on, Amy.
So, I don't know. I think that, too, sports aside, as parents, we could do a better job, too.
Yes.
At least I could. Encouraging my kids, like, around the house, like, high five, you took the treasure out. What's up?
I would like to see somebody shoot a free throw, make it, and high five themselves. That'd be hilarious. Like, boom. All right.
I have seen them, like, miss it or whatever, and then put their hands out. Nobody comes.
Yeah, okay. That's also good. All right, what else?
There's a rule that some people go by, some people don't, but if you're wearing a band's T-shirt, hat, any kind of merch, you need to know at least three of the band's songs. But then there's a lot of people who are like, who cares? I'm just wearing it because it's cool.
You're the lot of people.
Oh, I'm the lot of people. Yeah. And I'm in the minority because about 10% own things from artists they've never even listened to. They've never been to a show. But it's okay. You can still wear it. And the most popular T-shirt that's ever been sold by an artist in America.
Let me guess. I would say the Ramones or Nirvana.
No, it's you're on the cold.
Rolling Stones.
Okay, so
the Ramones, though, I would say, I don't even know. I mean, I know a couple of Ramones songs with that T-shirt. I just can picture it. And Nirvana, the smiley face one with the tongue.
That's, yeah.
That Nirvana. Yeah. Rolling Stones, the tongue.
The tongue sticking out of the lips.
Yeah.
No, cold.
Is it Taylor?
You're not even close. You're freezing over there with whatever this genre is.
What do you mean I'm not even close?
You're not even close.
Oh, Garth Brooks.
Nope. You're not. I can't even be like warmer because you're not even close.
But then he said Garth Brooks, and you said
then
so
I would say
close.
Like Whitney Houston. Huh. I don't know.
You're getting closer because it's a woman.
What's the shirt?
Olivia Rodrigo.
That has to be like right now.
Yeah.
Not no all shame. Time.
It says
all
the most time. Popular music artist T-shirt in America belongs to Olivia Rodrigo.
Right now, that's like the number one song ever. Versus the number one song right now.
This is silly.
Yeah, okay. This is silly. Yeah.
Whatever.
Hey, I'm not giving you a good job on the free throw.
Very, very popular.
Yeah, right this second. Yes.
Okay. Jelly Roll is taking a break from social media. If you've noticed that he's not on there, his wife was talking about it on her Dumb Blonde podcast, and she said that there's so many people bullying him about his weight that he's like, forget this. Just I'm stepping back from this for a while. So even Jelly Roll, who looks like the toughest guy in the world, I mean, if you prick him, he bleeds too.
Well, and also it doesn't matter if your platform rises and that means more people see you, that means more people are going to take shots at you because they have some insecurity or jealousy inside of them. But also good for him for going, I'm out. Like I have stopped, almost never look into comments. Don't go to Reddit anymore. Don't go to the YouTube comments. I don't look at Facebook anyway comments. Like I have places that I feel like are safe because otherwise I'll fight people. Like, I don't like that bear to be woken.
Poked?
Well, it gets poked all the time, but sometimes I'm so competitive and also, like, extremely confrontational online only.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Because I don't get beat up online. Yeah. I'll go at folks.
Keyboard.
I don't care if they're in an Olivia Rodrigo shirt or not. I'll go right at them.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for him, though, for knowing what boundaries will make him healthier.
Well, Bunny said that, you know, it makes her want to cry when she hears him talking about it. And she said, my husband doesn't show it to you guys, but I'm going to have a very vulnerable moment here. It hurts him.
And he's like, why'd you say that? No, my friends think I'm not cool. All right.
I'm Amy. That's my file.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
On the phone, Melissa in College Station, Texas. Melissa, good morning.
Howdy.
What's going on?
I have a question for you.
Okay.
I was wondering if I could take my 10-year-old to the Kane Brown concert this April 27th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Safe show.
You think that it would be okay? Do you think that one or the George Strait?
Kane Brown. If it's a 10-year-old, Kane Brown.
It depends on his taste.
You think he would like that?
I think he has 10-year-old taste probably. If I'm betting it on that, I would bet.
Some 10-year-olds have old souls.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I think the Kane Brown show will be more like hits. Much younger show.
Yeah,
there's more chances to see Kane Brown, though.
Wait, George is going to die?
Well, no, but well, he rides away
every year. Yeah. He's coming back. That's my point.
But we never know.
Right. I mean, he's...
So is it one of the two, Melissa?
Well, I have tickets to both. However, he listens to y'all. Well, we both listen all the time. And so he would probably Kane Brown over George Strait. But he heard George Strait would be in Kyle Field, and his name is Kyle.
Oh.
Well, that's cool.
And you're not going to take him to both. Are you committing to that?
Well, I could.
Then I would do that. I think he'll love both of them. I think the fact that it's in a football stadium is really cool to a 10-year-old, but I think the 10-year-old would love and know more Kane Brown songs.
But who's on the other line, though, here? Like, who's not going to go to a show?
Right.
Because if he goes to both.
You mean, like...
She probably is going to split it up. What if they have other things?
Like, you have other kids?
No, he's my only one. I was going to take my husband, but then I thought maybe Kyle would like it better.
Yeah, I go Kyle. Yeah.
The husband, I mean,
do the double dose of Kyle. That's what I would say.
Yes.
Does he know George Strait songs?
I think he does, but he was just so excited when he heard y'all talk about George Strait being in Kyle Field. He said, "Mom, we've got to go." And I said, "Well, what about Kane Brown?" And he said, "What about Kane Brown?" And he doesn't know I have tickets yet.
So you kind of spoiled that.
So, and they're floor tickets.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, but
wow.
Also, too, with George Strait, you've got Katie Offerman and Parker McCollum opening. Like, he's got to love Parker maybe, too.
Just take him to Kyle Field when nobody there and be like, this field's after you.
Yeah.
If it's all about the stadium, just take him to Kyle Field. Right.
Just take him to both.
Yeah, take him to both shows. I think he'll like both.
We have season tickets, so he goes to Kyle Field all the time.
If he doesn't know a bunch really of George Strait songs, though, I think he'll be bored. Because it's not like the most action-packed show.
Yeah, like Kane is going to put on like a show and George stands there with the guitar and it's more like you're a fan of George and the music. That's why it's so special.
But, right.
But I'll be there, so.
But Kane.
Yeah.
It's a show.
Awesome.
He's coming off his trampolines, bungee jumps.
He does all that?
Wow, I don't know. That's pretty cool.
I don't know. Never seen him do a show before.
Trampolines.
I hear. Yeah, take them to both, but if you have to pick one, I would say Kane Brown.
Awesome. Thank you both.
All right.
Thank y'all. I mean, well, thank all of y'all. And I'm an Aggie and Razorback, so, you know, I've got both of y'all. And I just love listening to y'all's show. But thank you so much for your input. I knew that y'all would tell me in the right direction. So.
Well, to be fair, we argued about it.
Yeah. To be fair, I don't know that we gave you an answer.
Melissa, thank you. And tell Kyle we said hello, okay?
Definitely. Thank y'all so much. God bless. Bye-bye.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There's two things I love in this world, Las Vegas and alliances. And this story has both of them.
Alliances, like from a reality show?
Yeah, like Survivor, you have an alliance, you know, you're going to vote with them. Hey, people don't know we're in an alliance together. But this is called the Food Rescue Alliance, and it's at the Venetian Hotel in Las Vegas. They started it. They are saving food from conventions in Las Vegas and giving it to the needy.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
That's great because there have been different reasons and laws to where you couldn't donate unused food. And so forever, it's been like, well, there's all this. Why can't we get all this to people who need it? So do you know how they're getting around it?
I don't know exactly how they're doing it, but they're doing special transportation. They have a whole team that collects the food, and it's going to provide between 10 and 20,000 meals a month to people in Las Vegas.
And that is crazy. And that also hopefully encourages and gives other people kind of the playbook to do it to these other Vegas casinos that have massive conventions and a bunch of leftover food.
Yeah, so it's at the Venetian, and they are called the Food Rescue Alliance. And even the White House has already shouted them out. So the Venetian, hey.
White House shout-out's nothing compared to a Lunchbox shout-out.
Yeah, and let me tell you, the Venetian, you guys escorted me out of there one time, but you know what?
In a good way? Like, let's get him out of here. Yeah, three cheers.
Maybe a little intoxication, and I was doing snow angels on the ground. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's opposite of that.
After I left town nightclub, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's opposite. Okay, that's a great story. Shout-out, Venetian. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.